blood. Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly lump of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music brought to you by myself, Nigel. And it's going to be an hour long and we're going to have a lot of great stuff tonight, I think. I'm not really quite sure. I'm kind of winging a lot of this. But I started there with ESA, with Blood Is Merged from the Kinetic Festival Volume 4 compilation. A good little compilation, but also I've got some of my friends who went out to Kinetic in Montreal this year, a couple of weeks ago, and they said a lot of the UK acts, well, I think we've got three UK acts out of there this year. We had ESA, we had Modulate, and we had VNV Nation, and they all went down a storm. They all blew the lid off, and the crowd reaction was brilliant, apparently. So yeah, great one for the guys to get such a great reaction, and to get out there and get the other continents seeing them and seeing how they're doing. Anyway, that was ESA with Blood Is Merged, and I'm going to continue now with something that's not hugely new. It's actually a good few years old. This is a band I saw at Infest in something like 2007. They're called 5FX, and it's just one of them tracks that ages ago I just thought, oh, I wouldn't mind listening to that again. Hadn't picked up the CD at the festival at the time and went and bought it a couple of weeks back, so I've now got this on my stack of CDs I'm currently playing, and thought, I'll play you this. You'll love this. It's... well, it's stompy. There you go.
yet destined to revolt. We can't stop. Day of the worlds, day of the stars. Yes, we disintegrate, disrupt, and
Yeah.
You heard their Necro Facility with You Want It from their recently released album Wintermute. That's pretty actually very good, that album. Well worth having a listen if you've liked what I've played off it so far on this show. Before that, we had Aesthetic Perfection with The Devil Is In The Detail. That's from the Kinetic Festival Volume 4 compilation. Well worth, again, getting your hands on if you like that kind of stuff. Before that, we had a track from quite a while ago, definitely, from 5FX, Double Agent 00X, from the album The Xenomorphans, Your Friendly Invasion. Great, great band. I just can't get away from when I listened to that track remembering what they looked like, which was absolutely brilliant. They were just massively dressed up in massive alien science fiction costumes, running around a stage, setting off random lasers and building random spaceship-like equipment. It was just awesome to watch, with really great stompy music with it as well. What I think I'm going to do now, before I play you some more tunes, is I'm going to run down a festival we've got coming up in Yorkshire soon. And it's well worth mentioning, because last year's was the first year it ran, and it was very good, it was very well put together, and it was a lot of fun. But yeah, now it looks like we've got most of the lineup for the Deviate Fest in York announced. This is from the 21st to the 24th of July, so it's only slightly over a month and a half away. But honestly, it's well worth getting along to. Anyway, what you need to know about a festival before you go, before you decide on going, is who's playing? Who are the bands? That's the main thing. So this is what I'm going to run down. They're in no particular order. They are in some kind of random order that I kind of copied and pasted them from the Deviate website, but I'm going to read them out, and there won't be any specific order to them. But we have, amongst other bands, Rhombus, Eureka Machines, Deviant UK, Nosferatu, Cold in Berlin, Luxury Stranger, The Chapman Family, O Children, Resist, Surgeon, Uberbite, Grendel, The Last July, The Scaramanga Six, Finger Puppets, 13 Cancels, Daiso Fluid. It's quite a list. No Tears, The Last Cry, Suicide Party, Devilishly Presley, UK Decay, Specimen, Mandroid, I think I'd mentioned before, but that's so much fun. They're going to see them live again. Global Citizen, Vindicare, Kermore Commando, Utah Saints doing stuff? That's got to be great. The Savoy Room, Alice Moving Under Skies, Rome Burns, Ghostfire, and Voltaire. Oh, there's more. The list keeps going. Dionysus, In Isolation, Uninvited Guest, Anne-Marie Hurst, and The March Violets. That's a bit of a big goth headliner at that one. There's also Spooktoot, Death Boy, Zigzag Sputnik, Robots in Disguise, and Mesh. Looking forward to that. And in the post-punky type venue, there's Dick Venom and the Terratones, Pink Hearse, Vince Ripper and the Rodent Show, and Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers. So that is just a really great big lineup. The venues are kind of split between a kind of post-punky venue, a gothy venue, and a kind of more industrial electronic venue. And you can move between all three venues if you've got a ticket, so you don't get stuck in one place. If you want to kind of run between them and see different bands, it's all very doable. It's all in York City Centre, so great stuff. There's how many days? 4 days, I said. Yeah, one of the days only includes bands at one venue, so you can either go for a 3-day ticket at £45, 4-day ticket at £49, or if you only want to go to a specific venues on specific days, you can get an individual day ticket, and their prices vary on the day you're buying the ticket for. All the information about that festival will be at deviatefest.com, so get yourself along there. It's great stuff, and I'll be clearly letting you know about more if any more gets announced. I think there's literally only a couple of bands left that may be announced. Anyway, I think that's time to carry on with some tunes. This is a band called Dead When I Found Her. Actually, no, it's not. It's someone else completely.
judgment graced in steel. Immersed in my own doubt and panic, I'm picking away my own flesh out from under my nails, gripping the one thing that makes me feel real. Go on. Oh!
That was Left Spine Down with You Can't Stop the Bomb from the Cyanotic compilation, Gears Gone Wild, the original one, not the second one they've done. The track before that was 16 Volt with Burn from their latest album, Beating Dead Horses, which is shaping up to be a very good album. I'll keep playing stuff off that until I get bored of it, really. And before that, we had the incorrectly announced Halo in Reverse with Go All The Way from, I think, their 2008 album, Halo in Reverse, which I'm really liking that band, even though every track reminds me a little bit too much of Nine Inch Nails. It's not a terrible thing. It's as well produced. They have used a lot of similar sounds and similar styles. So it's great they exist. This is still Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, bringing you goth, industrial, electronic and alternative stuff. And what I'm going to do now is run down gigs, clubs and stuff going on in the local area, things you might want to know about. So this Saturday, on Saturday the 4th of June, we have The Flock at the Library in Leeds. There's a couple of bands. There's Deviant UK plus Speculous. Doors are 7:30 and the first band should be on stage around 8-ish. You get a couple of hours of bands and then it turns into a club night that runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. The tickets for the band bit are £4 but include entry to the club night, and tickets for Flock Club Night are usually £4 anyway. More details about that can be found at www.sheepish.net/flock. Also in Leeds, but at the Cockpit, there is the March Violets playing, doing a gig. I think one of their only three or four that they've got lined up at the moment. And they're supported by Simon Hinkler doing solo stuff. He's, of course, ex-Mission guitarist. And also Ed from the older localish band Screaming Banshee Air Crew. He's got a new band now called Partly Faithful, and they're doing support as well. Now, it costs £15 to get into this gig, but you get quite a bit. So you get, you know, March Violets, ex-Mission. These are really significant bands. And Ed Banshee, you know, Screaming Banshee Air Crew were, you know, really, really warmly received around these parts. So very good to be checking out what he's up to now. But not only do you get all the bands, you get a T-shirt. You get a March Violets T-shirt in the size of your choice, plus a badge. So to be honest, buying a band T-shirt these days usually costs about £10 to £15 anyway. So you're getting the gig for free if you were going to buy a March Violets T-shirt anyway. So that's not too bad if you're going to do that. And if not, £15 for a big gig isn't too terrible or too unexpected these days anyway. And you're getting a free T-shirt. So either way round, it works quite well. Tickets are available from musicnonstop.co.uk. And the Facebook event for this cryptically says it's an early start, the bands are off by 10:15 p.m. So I'm not quite sure what time they're starting. If they've got three bands, how long the three bands will be on stage for, I'm not really sure. Personally, I'd aim to get there for 7, because I bet the first band's on very shortly after that. So, like I say, the details, you can find the event on Facebook. So if you search for Facebook for the March Violets Leeds gig, you should find it. Or there's also details at musicnonstop.co.uk. The details of the gig also say there's an after party as well, but there's very few details on what that is. I don't know any kind of details about it. There don't seem to be many announced yet, so no one's quite sure what that is. However, if you are in Leeds and you're not enjoying the after party, or you fancy something a bit different, you can always get a cheap taxi or a bus up the road and go up to the library, or even, you know, a bit of a walk. It's only about 15-20 minutes walk to get from the Cockpit to the library, but, you know, it can be done quite easily. But like I say, there's buses, there's taxis, there's easy ways to go up there, so you can check out two events in Leeds on one night. It's a shame they're clashing, really, but, you know, I don't know the exact details, but I believe if you've been to the March Violets, there's some kind of discounted entry to Flock. I don't know the details. Check the Flock event pages, either on Facebook or on www.sheepish.net/flock, to find out the details of that. But there's a talk of doing some kind of discount. Maybe it'll involve the flyer giving out or something like that. I don't know the details. But if you're there on the night and you fancy a bit of flocking, check for flyers and check for details on the flyers about, you know, things going on. And you might be able to take in two of Leeds' finest nights out. Right, enough waffling about that. We've got the following week, Saturday the 11th of June, we have Exaltation again at the Polish Club in Bradford. This is free entry. It plays a mixture of industrial, electronic, and going right the way through to kind of synth pop and 80s and 90s alternative, or at least some of that, at least. It runs from 9:30 p.m. till 2 a.m. And the information about that event is on Facebook. So if you search on Facebook for Exaltation, you'll find it. Free entry and reasonably priced beer, being a Polish club. So all good stuff. Come along to that. Also, on Saturday the 11th of June, you've got Darklands in York. Now, this has recently been billed as Darklands plus DV8. I assume it's still doing the same. I couldn't find any details to tell me that whether that was the case or not. So I would assume it still is. I can't see why that would have changed. It runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. You've got, you know, the Darklands in the back room of the stereo and probably DV8 in the front room. It's £4 to get in, and more information can be found at darklands.org.uk. The following week, Saturday the 18th of June, is the Wendy House. That's at Leeds Uni Student Union. It's £5 to get in, and it runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's got the two big rooms. It's got the main room of kind of goth, cheese, alternative stuff, and the little room with a bit more kind of electronic, bleepy, industrial, hard, dancey stuff. And it's always fun. More information can be found out about that at wendyhouse.org. The following week, Saturday the 25th of June, you've got Carpe Noctem over at the Zubar here in Bradford. A couple of bands this time again, Grooving in Green and Siamese Twist. Free entry, and the bands are then followed by club night till about 2 or 3 a.m, I believe. So you can't complain at that, free club nights and things like that. What else have we got? I think it's well worth mentioning in Leeds, if it's not a Flock weekend and it's not a Wendy House weekend, there is the weekly Sunday night called Black Sheep, held upstairs at Santiago's, which is free entry. It runs from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m, and it's a nice little social night to get yourself along to, and it generally runs on nights where the other two big things in Leeds aren't happening. So, yeah, there you go. Lots of stuff going on, lots to natter about. I think it's time for tunes now. I've waffled on for far too long. This is Covenant with a bit of Lightbringer.
Broken rhythms, broken bodies, broken minds, broken hearts. We're gonna burn this house to the ground. Gonna hold on to this feeling. I wanna hold my breath just for a little while. Just for a little while. Bring the light, burn the sky, torch your light, bring it all to pass. Bring the light, burn the sky, torch your light, bring it all to pass. Bring the light, burn the sky, torch your light.
Thank you.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there the lovely and stompy Komar Commando with Dazunts. I've played that from the Daz EP, the first thing he released under that name, really. And, of course, he's going to be playing over in New York in a couple of months' time. He's playing the Deviate Festival. Looking forward to seeing that on the same day as bands like Mandroid. It's just going to be awesome stuff. And Utah Saints. It's just, I can't believe how this is all coming together. I have no idea what Utah Saints are doing now, but I remember them from those years ago doing the kind of poppy, dancey stuff that was getting onto Top of the Pops at the time. I might have just shown my age very much there. And before that, we had the awesomely good Covenant with Lightbringer. That's a speedrun remix from the Lightbringer CD single. And I just wanted to let you know, essentially, that we're coming to the end of the show, but as always, I like to be able to tell people about gigs, clubs, information, anything going on, and introduce them to new bands. If you know of gigs and club nights that I haven't mentioned, drop me a line. And again, if you know of kind of up-and-coming bands, or you're in an up-and-coming band and want to get something in front of me to see if it can get played on the radio, again, definitely do that, especially more local artists. We love to promote local artists. You can get in touch via the BCB Radio website, which is bcbradio.co.uk. Search on there for DAC Simulation. You should find the show details, and you should be able to find some way of contacting me. So do that. And tonight I'm going to leave you, the last track I've got here is one I nearly introduced another band as earlier on. This is a band called Dead When I Found Her. The track is called Subject Reject, and it's come off the Artifacts Records Volume 3 compilation, which is just something that's been thrust in my direction recently, so I thought I'd start playing some tracks off it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time. Cheerio.
It's a brain that remembers and feels and suffers.